are you? Who are you? It's a question that I ask myself every day. I want to like, respect, appreciate who I am now and be excited about who I'm becoming. How about you? So how do we make sure that we are the person that we want to be and that we keep getting better, keep improving? And the reason for that, of course, is the psychologists and psychiatrists all suggest, the brain people, that you can only truly be happy when you are striving for, when you're achieving, when you're doing stuff that adds value to your life and to other people's lives. That's what makes us feel satisfied with life, even if you don't like to use the word happy. So who are you personally, and then who's in your inner circle affecting who you are becoming? So I'm in my library, and I love to surround myself with people who are achievers, people who put in 100% effort and into those four areas of life that's what Romax is all about, people who are healthy, fit and strong, they have a career or business that they love, they do what they're passionate about. They're on track to being financially free, or they already are, so they don't have to struggle for money, so money's not controlling their life. And they have only great people in their inner circle. Now, we all have to have people in our life for whatever reason, whether it's a person we meet when we go to the shop, or when we go on holidays, or when we travel on the bus, or in general, we're going to meet lots of people. But the people in our inner circle, are they affecting our life? And according to the brain people, the neuroscientists and the social behavior people, that the five people that we waste, spend or invest the most time with have the most influence on our life. So this is a very personal question, but I ask myself this question every day. Rowie, to the people that you invested time with today, or you spent time with, or God forbid, did you waste time with today, do you need to clear out the negativity so they don't have an effect on your brain? If they have had an effect on your brain, what are you going to do about it? Because everything that comes into our brain, we take it in. That's what the conscious brain is for. The subconscious brain stores everything, and if we store it and then have access to it, because we do, if we have a bad experience, well, we often say that to our own brain, I feel terrible today, and your brain says, yes, you do, and here's all the reasons why, because we store everything. So I'm very protective of my circle of influence, because I don't want negativity in my brain, and the people that are closest to me, I don't want them putting stuff in my brain that's going to affect my brain negatively. So I'm the person who, I'm the ultimate optimist, I'm the ultimate solution finder, I'm the ultimate person who's positive, right down to I don't call the names of the days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I can't even say them. It's magical day, terrific day, wow day, thankful day. Fun day, Friday, super day, Saturday, sparkle day, Sunday, because I want to have positive words in my life all the time. When somebody asks me how I am, I will never say, it doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I've had some horrible things going on in my life, but I would never say that to anybody else, because there's two reasons for that. And please consider this very carefully. If I'm sick, or I've got a sore toe, or I've got a headache, or I've got a financial challenge, or I've got a relationship challenge, or something in my life is not going well, and I share that with somebody else, does that add value to their life? And of course, the answer is no. Unless I've got an illness and I go to the doctor, and that's what the doctor's for, and I pay the doctor to help me with my medical challenge, me telling somebody else that I'm sick is not going to add any value to their life. But worse than that, I'm telling myself again that I'm sick. If I say I've got a headache, or I'm tired, or I'm stressed, or I'm miserable, or I'm grumpy, or life is terrible, I hear that and I create a new file in my brain that says, you're sick, you're tired, you've got terrible things going on in your life. Which means next time something happens to me, my brain will throw that back at me. And I just use this as a simple example. If I look in the mirror at the beginning of the day and I say, oh, I'm so fat, your subconscious brain will agree with you. That's all it can do. So it will then say, yes, you are fat, and here's all the reasons why. And every file in your brain that contains the word fat will come back into your headspace. And in the modern world, for women, I don't know if men have fat days, but for women, that's called a fat day. I create my own fat day by saying, I'm so fat. My subconscious brain says, yes, you are. And here's all the reasons why. And then consequently, I have a bad day. Well, I refuse to live my life like that. How about you? So all I ever put into my brain is positivity. Now, I get negative stuff from everyone. We all do. We get it from when people talk to us, we get it from social media, we get it from the news, we get it from the radio. Two of the reasons why, well, I definitely don't listen to the radio and I definitely don't watch the news. But they are usually negative things that go into our brain. I don't want that stuff in my brain, so I'm very protective of it. And if we have stuff, negative stuff coming into our brain, yes, we have to be mentally tough enough to handle it. But if it's coming, I just don't want that in my life if I've got control over it. There are people that come into my life that try and put negativity into my life, whether it's on purpose or that's just who they are. It's like when you say to somebody, how are you? And they say, I'm so sick, I'm so tired, I'm so stressed. And they give that, and that's why I feel this is such an important thing to me. Because I'm a tough, strong, positive woman, I can handle that and I just move on. I don't want to listen to that. They're not part of my circle of influence, so I move on. But that person's heard it again. They've heard themselves say, I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm grumpy, I've got a terrible life. So how can they possibly have a great day? They can't. Now, I'm a little bit harsher with people in my inner circle. And I'll just use the person who's in my inner circle the most is my husband. Now, my dogs don't talk to me, so they can never add negativity into my life. But I have a husband who he could literally be dying. And one of the things that's really funny at our house, let's just say he's got a croaky throat or a runny nose or something. People get sick, yeah? But he would never say that to me. He says things like, and we joke about it, this is my sexy voice because I'm going to be in a sexy movie today. And we make a joke of it and we laugh. Now, the beautiful thing about laughing, it's really good for your immune system. It puts happy neurotransmitters into your brain and helps you get better quicker. And that's my question. Even if you have terrible things going on in your life, if you're sick, if you're tired, if you're stressed, if you've got a disease, all those terrible things that happen, if you talk about them and you go into a negative downward spiral, isn't it possible, and I'll say positive, that it's going to get worse? But if you are laughing and if you're singing and if you have a positive attitude and you use positive words and you joke about what's going on, is it possible that you, even if you are sick or you've got a horrible disease or something terrible is going on in your life, that you'll recover quicker, you'll get better quicker, the whole thing will, and I'll rephrase that. If you've got a clear thinking brain, isn't it possible that you make better decisions so that you can fix that situation as quickly as possible? And I'm sharing that, it's just a personal thing. There's two things here. One is people share with me every day, somebody will say to me, you can't be happy all the time. It's not possible. Life throws terrible things at us. You've got to be miserable sometimes. It's unrealistic to be happy all the time. Well, my point is this. If you have a happy, healthy brain and you've got a clear thinking brain and you decide to be happy every day, why would you allow somebody to tell you that you can't be? And that's how I live my life. So people accuse me of being happy. But the other really interesting thing is a lot of people say to me, I wish I could be. I'm depressed, I'm angry, I'm sick, I'm tired. So there's something wrong with my life. Can you hear what goes on there? If you keep saying that stuff, isn't it possible it's going to get worse? So a lot of people don't like hanging out with me because when they share their negative stuff with me, I always turn it into a positive. And it's simple, like, oh, it's raining, I wish it wasn't raining. No, there's free water coming out of the sky and we need free water because otherwise we couldn't have a bath and we couldn't wash the car and we couldn't be hydrated. We need to have free water coming out of the sky. There's traffic on the road. I always say, no, there's cars on the road. That's what cars are for. And isn't it awesome that there's cars driving on the road? These are things that I've very consciously change. If somebody gives me something negative, I turn it into a positive. Somebody says, I've got a headache. Isn't that awesome? And my question is always this. Let's find out why so that you don't get it again. You didn't get a headache randomly. You didn't pick up that germ, bug or virus randomly. You picked it up and you got sick. Let's find out why so we can get you better for the future. So this doesn't happen to you again. And there's a lot of people that hate that because is it possible there are people who, when they're sick and tired and depressed and angry, they want sympathy? Well, I'm not the person to give sympathy. I'm the person to find the solution. Why did that happen? And let's fix it. So that probably makes me not a very good friend because I'm not the person that I feel sorry for you because you've got this going on in your life. The reverse of that, maybe that makes me a really good friend because, and I'll use this as another simple example, if you're wearing something that makes you look terrible, and you ask your friend, do I look terrible? Do these jeans make me look fat? Or does this thing suit me? And your friend says, oh no, you look beautiful. And you really don't. And then you go out and somebody bullies you or teases you or you see your reflection in the window or the mirror and you realize, I really don't look that good. You wish that your best friend had told you the truth. And that's what I'm here for every single day, the truth. You can be healthy, fit and strong. That's the truth. You just have to choose to do the things that will make you healthy, fit and strong. You can have a career or business that you love. That's the truth. You just have to apply the things that will make that happen for you. You can be financially free. secure, wealthy. That's the truth. You just have to apply the things that make that happen. And you can choose to only have great people in your life. You don't have to put up with negative, nasty, gossiping, horrible people. That's the truth. So I'm here every day to make sure, and I'm sharing this with myself, not just with you. When I look in my mirror, I don't want to lie to myself. I don't want to pretend anything. I don't want to wear a mask. I just want the straight down truth. And that's why I love mirrors, because if you're fat, the mirror will tell you. If you don't have money in the bank or you're financially challenged, that's the truth. I don't have enough money. Truth. Why did that happen? I spent more than I earn. So I have to fix that. And that's what I love about being honest with myself. And may we all be honest with each other. Wouldn't that be good to have people in your life who are honest with you? And that's why your circle of influence is so important. My inner circle, the people that I invest time with, are the people that tell me the truth, and I, in reverse, only share the truth with them. So thank you for sharing time with me at Romax about being healthy, fit and strong, having a career or business that you love, being financially free and having great people in your life. And you can. That is the truth.